I want to tell you about a friend. He never plays a victim, battling demons, erasing bad memories, overcoming obstacles. Oh yes, I'm proud to call him my friend. I sometimes feel he's moving too fast. He works so many jobs and wants to do his best everywhere he goes. Will he get caught up in the burnout culture? Another poor soul wasting away, burning the candle at both ends, taking on more than he can handle? He tells me he can handle it. He's like a student athlete. If writing was his sport, he doesn't take it to the court or the field, but it's amazing how he keeps his mind as clear and fresh as a garden in spring. Even leaves change with the season, though. He's not pacing himself. He's not patient. He says he's going at his own tempo, but a tempo most people couldn't keep up with even if they tried. He says the pain is temporary and the glory is permanent. He is approaching it like an athlete approaches a season, and once again, seasons change. He's not out of control. He's strengthening his soul. That, combined with his heart, make up the core of his writing. His words are bringing mamas to tears, shedding fears. He'll slow down eventually. Not a moment for the saving, because when he isn't writing or dreaming, he's dating. If anyone can handle it, he can. He will conquer it all, be it a season or a semester, an exam or a game. He'll have a lighter workload later on. I can look at him and be proud. He will be standing end of the round, end of the bout, his heart pounding, zoned out, shining like a light. Because all he ever wanted to do was perform like Mike, anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, or even his own brother. He draws strength from his family, and after all, compared to his own mother's working, that's light work. I really think he can handle it, and I admire how he isn't a victim of a situation. Instead, he owns the situation.